This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
We're hoping that the weather pattern is going to change. The news and weather forecasters are saying that the cycle is gone and that we should no longer be getting nor'easters. We don't need that. We want rain. We want some sunshine. We want the temperatures to warm up so that we can get back in the yard and get it ready for the springtime. And we've got to change the weather so that the birds that are migrating from the south to the north will be able to get ready to prepare their nests and their homes and to continue the life cycle. And joining us this morning is our bird lady, C. Ann, from Wild Delight Bird Food. And we're going to talk about what we should be doing at this time of the year to feed the birds and to encourage them to make our yard their home. C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. The snow has stopped, C-Ann.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, when I heard news of that fourth nor'easter coming, I was ready to just run down the road screaming.
It's been a crazy winter. I think we've had more snow in March than we did the whole winter at this year.
Absolutely. We broke all sorts of records with four nor'easters in 1 month, and they were actually talking about a possible fifth one. Oh, my gosh. I was so happy when that got blown out to sea, and we're not getting it. So
right.
I'm thrilled. We've had some great sunshine. I'm beginning to see some yard, some lawn out there. So I'm ready for spring because the signs are there. Just this morning, I saw a couple of goldfinches that were starting to look a little more yellow than normal.
So a goldfinch will be bright yellow during the summer, and then during the winter, feather color changes?
They drop their color, and they turn into the same color as the females, you know, that drab, olive, yellowy green.
Right.
Yes, and then they, of course, and it's just the males, you know, in the springtime, they start changing back to that bright yellow because, you know, the males have to be showy to get their females. So, yeah, I saw a couple this morning that were starting to get that brighter yellow coming in, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Now,
seasons are changing.
Now, how should we change or should we change the type of food that we're going to give the birds because they're going to get ready for mating and making eggs and, you know, taking care of the little birds that hatch? Is there a seed that Wild Delight makes, or a seed mixture that will help with making the shells of the eggs stronger so they don't break, and to help produce food from the mother that will help the babies?
Well, what's nice about our mix is that all of our ingredients are wonderful. I mean, I've talked a lot about having, you know, the high-fat, high-calorie diet. But, you know, birds also need protein. And sunflower and peanuts are a really great source of protein. But you could also start offering them maybe some mealworms for extra protein. But what's nice about our mixes is that we do put vitamins and minerals on there, and some of those vitamins, minerals are very good for, you know, eggs. You know, they're strengthening the shell, and mm-hmm. so they have healthy babies.
Wow. Okay. Now, with the birds coming in, will they still go to the type of feeders that we've been feeding the birds that spend the winter here, or should we do more of a platform than a tube-type feeder? What type of feeder would be best to use at this time of the year?
Well, some of your migratory birds that are coming back are some of your bigger birds. You know, your grosbeaks, your tanagers and stuff like that. And a lot of them, you know, they're like a 7.5-inch bird. So they can't really sit on a tube feeder and feed comfortably. So, yeah, I would put out a platform or a hopper to they have a larger landing platform so they can feed. So, yeah, I would think about maybe switching a couple of your feeders up if you don't already have one out there.
Now, one of the things that we had talked about during the winter was to take an old screen and use that for a platform feeder.
That's perfect. That's perfect. And you put out a good sunflower nut mix. So you got, you know, not only that higher fat, but you got that protein in there as well to keep them nice and healthy so that they can get their mates and make their babies, and then you have lots of little babies. I love it when they bring their babies to the feeders. It is so adorable.
It's nice to see them grow up. My parents, when they were alive, they would always hang a hanging fuchsia right by the back door.
Yes.
And I would say at least every other year, they would end up with a bird's nest right inside the hanging basket.
I have had that happen. It's hysterical where birds figure, hey, this is a good spot, it's a safe spot, and they build a nest.
Yeah.
So you do get to watch them, you know, break out of the shell and, you know, grow bigger and bigger. And then one day, they fledge and they're gone.
Yep.
It's kind of sad, you know, but it's happy too.
It really is, and it really is, and my folks loved it. I mean, they had a lot of bird feeders around the house, and you could actually see the mother go from the nest to the bird feeder, eat what she wanted, come back and lay back on the eggs, and it was an absolute ball watching them.
Well, hopefully everybody is starting to go out and check their nesting boxes, get them ready, clean them out, because you really should clean them out, and then think about putting out nesting material, which can range from different, you know, natural yarns to straws and bits of hay, and one of the best is actually dog hair.
Dog hair?
Dog hair. It's warm, and if it gets wet, it dries easily. And, you know, I have a German Shepherd, and what do you think they do best is shed. So what I do is I gather up a bunch of his fur, and I actually use an old suet cage holder.
Right.
And I stuff it full. This way you can hang it up off the ground. It's all contained, so it's not blowing around the yard. And the birds will come and pull the hair out of it.
Oh, wow. I never even thought about doing that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're going to start, you know, once hopefully the snow finally goes all the way, they're going to be looking at all your nesting boxes. So I've checked my boxes already. So they're cleaned out, and they're ready to rock and roll. And now I just got to start brushing the dog like crazy and maybe get some hay and straw and stuff. Don't use dryer lint. Some people said, oh, can I use dryer lint? Don't, because if you use a fabric softener or those dryer sheets,
right,
the chemicals are in that will be in the lint, and that's not good for the birds.
Oh, okay. That's a great tip, CN. A great tip. I know growing up, my parents, we each had our own birdhouse.
Nice.
One Christmas, my parents bought 5 birdhouses, and my dad had painted our names on it, and we had a grouping of 3 trees, and we put the 5 birdhouses on there. And my mother would have some odds and ends of yarn, and we would cut it in 6-inch strips, sprinkle it on the ground, and within a week, the yarn was all gone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they're going to be busy. And you should, you know, have several nesting boxes, put them in different locations and stuff. I mean, people with bluebirds, they all know that, you know, the boxes need to be about 5-6 feet off the ground, along the tree line, facing east to southeast. Lucky people who get bluebirds. I'm jealous of them. They come through my yard, and they go into my shrubs that produce berries, and they eat them, but they don't stay.
Yeah, they'll just clean out the berries, and then they're gone.
Right, and that's why I always encourage people to garden for the birds as well, plant, you know, fruit-bearing shrubberies. I mean, I'm already looking at my garden, thinking about what I'm going to do when I get into the garden centers, which is a highlight of my day, and
right.
What plants I'm going to pick, you know, your different echinaceas, your hyssops, your salvias, your agastaches. I mean, there's a whole list of bird-friendly plants to think about putting into your garden, you know, because everybody's going to be thinking about hummingbirds soon, and yes, there are posted sightings in North Carolina, so they are making their way up north.
Wow.
They can't come soon enough.
They really can't. That's fantastic. We're going to take a quick break, CN. When we come back, let's talk about some of the mixes that Wild Delight makes that at this time of the year is going to make them stronger. Because I know all of the minerals and the vitamins and everything else that you put in there, plus the nuts and the berries, and it smells so. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C. Ann from Wild Delight, and now that the weather is hopefully is changing, we're talking about what we should do for the birds. And the one thing that C. Ann says, if you have a birdhouse, clean it and get it ready for the birds. And when you see that they arrive, you can start leaving dog hair. And she suggested taking the dog hair and putting it in a wire suet feeder. That way it doesn't blow all around the yard, and they'll take it and use it to line their nest to make it nice and soft and to keep the eggs warm so that they'll hatch better. Now, Sian, at this time of the year, which of your blends, or which two or three of your blends, is going to be better for the new birds coming around?
Oh, it's always a tough one to pick out the best ones because they're all so good. Well, the one I do want to mention, especially at this time of the year with the goldfinches starting to change color and becoming more noticeable, we make a mix called Special Finch, which is Niger seed and finely ground up sunflower chips. Works great in a thistle tube or in a sock. Right now I have an 18-inch feeder out. I'm going to have to get my 3-foot feeder out and get that all cleaned up and ready to go, because when they migrate back, I'm going to have, instead of 12 to 15 that I usually have for the winter, I'm going to have 30 to 40.
Wow.
So I got to get ready for them. And your Niger seed, you want to make sure is a nice dark color. If it's like a brown, don't buy it. It's dried out. It's old.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to start bringing some of my bigger feeders out, getting ready for the migratory birds to come back, get them all washed up and ready. But, you know, you want a good, rich sunflower mix. If you've got your feeder near your garden beds, you want a shelf-free, like our deck, porch, and patio. Or what I really like is our zero waste with fruit. It's got like 10% fruit in it, but no shells. So you're getting all that good fat and protein, and you've got that nice natural sugar from the fruit for energy. I do like to put my woodpecker food out because they're going to be hungry too, and that's heavier in your nut meats. But a good all-around food to start off with is our nut and berry. It's got some in-shell, out-of-shell sunflower. It's got safflower. It's got peanuts, pistachio. It's got a little bit of everything. So it'll please the widest variety of birds.
Now, from being in the industry for a long time, for feeding birds for a long time, I know that you're the only company that makes bird food, produces bird food, and blends bird food that adds different types of fruit, different types of nuts, and then you add all of these ingredients to help the birds to stay healthy. And that really is important, CN, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same reason why, you know, we as people take vitamins to you know, supplement ourselves, you know, and keep ourselves healthy. I mean, our vitamins and minerals, it's, you know, for healthy feathering, which, you know, at this time of the year, birds are going to start molting and changing their plumage. You got healthy, you know, healthy blood cells and, you know, healthy eggshells. Good calcium so that they lay strong-shelled eggs so that they don't easily crack and the babies are safe and they can grow up.
Yeah, so, you know, if you like to feed the birds and you've never tried Wild Delight, give it a try. There's no waste, there's no fillers, and you're going to pay a little bit more money, but there's no waste. And you were telling us, I think last month when we had you on, that people that have apartments and the landlords will say you can't have birds because of the mess, you make this great no-waste bird food that will allow you to feed the birds because there's not going to be shells all over the lawn.
That's our deck porch and patio. It's just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios. No shells, no waste. And remember, if you're buying one of those supermarket blends with it's got the cracked corn and the red Milo, and you see the birds kicking it out and making a mess all over the ground, I mean, yeah, it cost a little less. But if the birds waste most of it, what did you save? Now you got a mess.
Yeah. And what's the website, CN?
www.wilddelight.com.
Folks, if you've got a minute, go to your computer right now. Look up CN and wilddelight.com for a great bunch of information about birding, their types of seeds, and a lot more. Thank you, CN.
Thank you, Paul.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Boneide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. And we want to thank Cianne for joining us. And you got to get ready for the birds. Get the birdhouses clean and, keep the food out there, because when they get up, there's not going to be much of the native fruits and berries left on the trees. And they'll need a nice home where they can be fed. And if they find food available in your yard, they're going to nest close by. And that way you get to enjoy them all summer long. So if you're not feeding, buy a feeder, get some wild delight bird food, and let's start feeding the birds. Okay, Nathan, why don't we go and help one of our callers? And who is that person that's up next?
Ron and Franklin.
Ron from Franklin, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. Last fall, I talked to you about planting orchard grass.
Yes.
I have about a half an acre that I planted in. I thought it was a little bit late, and you said, try it. The ground is warm, and sure enough, it's all green.
Oh,
it all
great.
It came up really, really good. Now, the thing I want to do is I'd love to add some white clover, and I didn't know if I could just, like, throw the seeds around and they'll take the process I have to do to make it grow properly.
Clover seed is something that you can just broadcast it. And what will happen is when you get a good soaking rain, it will push the seed into the soil and then it will germinate. So clover is very easy. They're like little balls.
Yeah.
And you want to really spread them far. Don't take a handful and throw it in a 3-foot area, because it will choke out the orchard grass. So take like a half a handful and throw it in one direction as high as you can. And that way it will spread thinner and give you a more balanced lawn with clover and the orchard grass.
Okay, yeah, and I did notice that, because I did plant white clover before in another field that I have.
Yes.
And it really is hard to spread evenly. It's like you say, it's like salt almost. It's very, very fine.
Yeah, I mean, and if you bought like a 1-pound bag, to put it in the spreader would be very difficult to spread it. So you just take a half a handful, and even if it's a windy day, you can go out there, throw it high in the air, let the wind catch it, and it will disperse it and spread it out over a larger area. And it will thicken. It will get the plant, to, once it's established, will send out runners so that you don't need to put a seed every couple of inches like you do grass seed. You can put seed a foot apart or more, and over the next 5 years or more, it will fill in and live with the grasses. So throw it up high, throw it up, and that way you'll have a better lawn.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I did do that on like an acre field that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the clover. It's like no maintenance, and it's beautifully green all summer. I don't know why people want to kill it with weed killers.
I know. Clover is a great lawn. Many years ago, I was in Rhode Island doing a consultation. And the people that I went to visit, they had a nice big lawn. They had 3 acres of yard. And they had just bought a horse for one of the kids. And she wanted to know what type of grass to plant. And I told her, I said, you know, you've got a horse here, and the horse is all fenced in on your entire property. Why don't you plant some clover? And she bought some clover, like you. And I had to spread it all over the yard evenly, but really scatter it all over the place. And about 3 months later, she called me and she said, it's unbelievable, Paul. This horse grazes all over the front lawn. We haven't used a lawnmower. And with the clover, we don't have to worry about putting down weed killers and everything else. And the other thing that clover will do, clover is in the same family as peas and beans. It's a legume. And a clover is able to pull nitrogen out of the air and pull it into the leaf, down to the root, and on the root it will grow a little bump. And that bump is called a nitrogen-fixing nodule. And that little bump will fill full of nitrogen. And it helps to feed the clover to let it grow. And if the clover should die, that little bump filled with nitrogen will feed the grasses around it. So it's a way to almost get free fertilizer from the air that we breathe every single day.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So,
and the other thing is you don't have to mow it. It stays low.
Yeah, it stays like 6 inches, and I look across the field, and it's like beautifully green.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful plant, and, you know, as you said, it's a plant that looks green, stays green, there's less maintenance, and it comes back every single year, and it's Mother Nature's weed that really benefits the soil quality, because it's continuously taking the nitrogen and putting it into the soil to feed the other plants around it.
Yeah, that's great. So, okay, well, that's great, Paul. I appreciate all the good information. And I've called you many times before, and every time I call, you give me great information. I appreciate it.
Ron, I thank you for calling, and I'm always here for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
You too. Bye-bye, Ron. If you need some help, give us a call. Don't be shy. We're at a point where the weather is changing now, and winter is over. It's spring. It's time for the snow to stop, and it's going to melt, and we'll get back in that yard, and we'll bring it back to life. And to me, this time of the year, I want to be in my yard with the rake and cleaning the lawn and getting rid of all that material that's pine needles and ground up leaves and stuff that's been in there. I rake it, I clean it, I put it in my compost pile, and then when it's really decomposed, it goes into the vegetable garden or into the flower beds. So don't take it and throw it to the dump.
I mean, if you have leaves, rake them and put them in the pile, let them break down, and you're going to rebuild the quality of your soil with what you think is a weed. The only thing that you don't want to put in your compost pile is when the crabgrass is in bloom. When you see that the crabgrass makes a little like a TV antenna, and some of you listening have no idea what I'm talking about, but we didn't always have cable or satellite. We used to put a TV antenna attached to the chimney on your house, and that's how you got the different channels. Well, this is what the seed head of crabgrass is. And if you rake the crabgrass or you're mowing, you bag it, and you put it in your compost pile, you're going to have more problems than you ever thought of. So when the crabgrass is making the seed, do not put it in your compost pile. Get rid of it. That's something that you can send to the dump. Everything else, put it in your compost pile. And if you've got a good lawn with not a lot of weed problem, every time you mow, if you're bagging, take those grass cuttings and put it between the rows in your garden. It will work just like mulch does. It will prevent the soil from drying out as quickly. And a good inch layer of grass clippings will prevent weeds from growing in your garden. Just like putting down bark mulch. It's great stuff, and it helps to rebuild your soil. Nathan, who's up next?
Maria Nasha.
Maria, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Maria.
Hello.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
It's for you. I started my seedlings, and they're coming up, but it's like the stem of it is like as thin as a thread, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, whether it's my potting soil or not enough light. And my second question is the what you recommended in order to get rid of the bacteria, or not the bacteria, or the fungus that's in my soil in my flower beds.
Okay.
You had mentioned something last year, I'd like to spray the soil. Although I cleaned it last fall, I don't want there to be any fungus when I put my new seedlings in.
Okay. Now, on your seedlings, what you want to do is put them in the window that gets direct sun all day. When you
okay.
get a skinny seedling coming up, it's reaching for the light. And because it's reaching for the light, it's growing faster. And the stem itself will get skinny, and you're going to end up with plants that are going to be really, really tall. So if you can put them in direct sun. Now, when I grow my seedlings, the first day I'll put them right on the windowsill or on the table near the window, and you'll see them. All the seedlings will turn towards the window. The next day, I grab that tray and I turn it the opposite direction, and they'll grow towards the window again. And by doing that, it prevents the plant from stretching. The other thing that will help is to keep the room where your seedlings are cooler than the rest of the house. And we have baseboard heat in my house. And what I do, usually the baseboard heat is right underneath the window. So I will shut the baseboard heat, or if you have forced hot air, put a book right on top of the vent, and that will keep that room cooler. The rest of the house will be nice and warm, but there could be a 5 to 10 degree difference in that room because you've either shut off the baseboard or you've covered the forced hot air vent. And when the room is cooler, the plants grow slower. So you're getting more light and you're getting cooler temperatures so that your plants are not stretching.
Okay.
Now, what was happening to your soil? Did you have like a white fungus growing on it?
In my flower beds, I had fungus on my zinnia flowers that I always put there as a background. And when I pulled them out, I picked up all the leaves, but I had it the previous year, and although I cleaned it up, I still had fungus last year.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't you hold on, Maria? We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how you can prevent this from happening. And zinnias really have a tough time, and I love zinnias. I just did a story in the newsletter about zinnias this past Thursday, and we'll tell you about that.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Maria this morning, and she's growing one of my favorite zinnias that I've been growing since I was probably 12 or 13. And Maria, this is what I wanted to do. If you get a chance, go to my website, and it's Paul Parent, PARENT.com. And when the website appears on the top right corner, it will say different areas to go, but it will say more. You click on more, and then it will say newsletter archive. You click on newsletter archive, and the archive has been broken into two pieces, one for older newsletter and one for the newer ones. So you click on the new newsletter. And this past Thursday, I did a story about zinnias. And everything that you need to know about growing zinnias is right there. And that will help you a great deal. Now, there are two ways to control diseases and zinnias. If you get a lot of rain or if you irrigate often, you're going to have spotting on the foliage. And you're going to have a white powdery mildew develop on zinnias. So there's two ways. The old-fashioned way, and it's still really effective, is with a fungicide called Captan. And it's spelled C-A-P-T-A-N. And Captan is a fungicide that's been around over 50 years, because I've been working in the industry 50 years. This 2 weeks ago was my anniversary. So Captan is an old fungicide. It's a very, very good fungicide, and it will take care of the powdery mildew and the black spot that you have on your zinnias. And you do it every couple of weeks, especially when we get a lot of these hot, humid days. And one thing that really helps, do not water your zinnias late in the day. Do it in the morning. If you water the foliage of your zinnias with a sprinkler, the foliage will go into the dark portion of the evening. The leaves stay wet. And the disease spores are blowing around in the air. So there could be disease spores that blew in from your neighbor. They could have blown in from a mile away. And they land on your plant. And then you have a problem. So you want to make sure that your zinnias, at night, the foliage is dry. Now, if you have a built-in irrigation that waters the lawn, it's going to drift onto your flowers. You want to use a new product, came out 2 years ago from Bonide, and it's called Infuse, and it's spelled Infuse. Now, this is a systemic insecticide. And for areas where you do a lot of watering, if you put the captan down, it's a contact killer. So you spray it on the plant, it kills the disease, and it stays there. But if you have a heavy rain or you irrigate the garden with a sprinkler, it's going to wash off. In that case, you use the Infuse. The Infuse is systemic. And it comes with a bottle spray. You attach it to the hose. You turn the on valve, and it mixes all by itself. You spray it on the plant, and it will go inside the plant. It can rain like crazy, and it won't wash off. And it will stay active on your plant for a month. So with your zinnias, you get them in the ground, they start to grow. May, June normally isn't a problem. When you get to July and August and we get these hot, muggy days, that's when diseases become a problem. So you take the Infuse, you spray it on the plant, and it's good for 30 days, sometimes more, because the rain can't wash it off. So captan, every couple of weeks, or Infuse, and both are made from Bonide Lawn and Garden, and both can be used on all of your flowers, on roses, on trees, on shrubs. The Infuse cannot be used on vegetables because, remember, it goes inside the plant. So for vegetables, captan.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.